Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Let's practice talking, too. Today's topic is Talk About It.
Today's title is Throw It Away. Throw It Away. Peter, what do you think we will talk about today?
Well, today is a talk about it lesson.
So, yes, but what do you mean by that?
Oh, well, during our talk about it lessons, we usually have some friends. But then there is a problem in the story, and we should talk about it.
Oh, right. And I think that usually makes these difficult to answer, because they are friends.
Yes, maybe there is something that you need to tell a friend. You know you are right, and your friend is wrong. It's still not easy to say it.
So today, we can practice how to talk about a situation together. But first, we need to learn our key words. Let's go to Christina now.
Hello, 星期六 Ruby 约了 Brian 一起打篮球。Ruby 先到了公园就坐在长椅子上等他。Ruby sat on a bench and waited. 名词 bench 就是长椅子。在等候的期间 Ruby 看到地上不是糖果而是糖果的包装纸。It's not candy on the ground. 糖果就是 candy. It's candy wrappers on the ground. 地上是糖果包装纸。包装纸就是 wrapper.于是 Ruby 就顺手把它捡起来丢到垃圾桶里。很快的 Brian 就来了。Soon Brian arrived. 动词 arrive 就是抵达、到达。打完球之后他们坐下来吃点心。Brian 居然把吃剩的苹果随地乱丢。Ruby 看了很生气。但是 Brian 觉得丢苹果又不是什么大事，应该没差啊。One little apple didn't make a difference.名词 difference 就是不同差异。Ruby is very angry. Ruby 很生气。Angry 就是生气发怒的。如果你是 Ruby, 你会怎么对 Brian 说呢？
It was Saturday. On Saturdays, Ruby always played basketball with her friend Brian. So Ruby went to the park.Brian wasn't there. He was late. So Ruby sat on a bench and waited. She looked around. There were candy wrappers everywhere. Ruby stood up. Then she picked up the trash. She threw the trash in the garbage.
It was Saturday. Hey, that's a great place to start. I love Saturdays.
Yes, me too. When you want to talk about the time, we can just start with the word it.
Yes, it was Wednesday. It was 2 o'clock. But remember that when we talk about days of the week, we use the word on. And for time, we use at.
Now, when it's past tense, we'll use that word at, but mostly it's on. Like, on Wednesday, I go swimming at 2 o'clock. So, in our lesson, it is Saturday. What happens on Saturdays?
We go to Christina?
No. On Saturdays, you do something more fun, like go to the park, watch a movie, hang out with friends.
But, Peter, we...do need to go to Christina. On Saturdays is something she wants to talk about.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Christina. This should be fun.
Ruby 都会在星期六跟好朋友 Brian 一起打篮球。On Saturdays, Ruby always played basketball with her friend Brian. 我们要讲句首的复数名词 Saturdays.我们很少看到星期几用复数的。其实 on Saturdays 这种说法通常是用在某些固定的聚集或者是活动上，因为不只是一次性的活动，所以用复数来表达。 比如说是固定在星期六上钢琴课，就说 I have my piano class on Saturdays， 或者固定星期日去爬山， We go hiking on Sundays。
Thanks, Christina. So in our lesson today, we have two friends. The first is named Ruby. Ruby is at the park. That is where she plays basketball with her friend Brian.
Brian wasn't there. He was late. So Ruby sat on a bench and waited. And this is our grammar point. So let's go to Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I'm so glad that you could join me today. Well, it's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to use the word so in the middle of a sentence. For example, he was late, so I went home. Or, Jesse was sick, so she went to the doctor. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. This is a useful grammar point, everyone. Something happened, so I did something. It was hot outside, so I bought bottles of water.
I will have a test, so I will go home and study.
Ruby sits on a bench. When I go to the park, I sit on a bench too. You can enjoy the birds, look around, enjoy the wind and the trees.
And the candy wrappers.
Yes, and the candy wrappers. Wait, no, I don't enjoy that.
Well, there were candy wrappers everywhere. When you eat candy, you first open the wrapper and take it off. Then you throw it on the ground and eat your candy.
What? No, no, no. You take off the wrapper and throw it in the garbage.
Oh, right. That's what I meant to say. No one likes wrappers and other garbage in the park. But everyone likes part two. Friends, let's continue the story.
Soon, Brian arrived. Ruby stopped thinking about the trash. They played basketball and had a great time. After they were finished, Ruby sat on the bench again. She started to eat a sandwich. Brian sat beside her. He was eating an apple. When Brian finished, he threw his apple on the ground. Ruby couldn't believe it.
So our friend Ruby was waiting for Brian. She picked up those candy wrappers. Brian was late, if you remember. How do you feel when your friend is late?
Well, I guess it depends on how late they are. If they are just a little late, I usually don't mind. But if they are always late and really late, then that can be a problem.
So that's why Ruby was sitting on the bench at the park. That's not a bad place to wait.
Well, it would be a nice place, but there are candy wrappers everywhere. It was nice of her to pick them up and throw them in the garbage.
Well, finally Brian arrived. When you arrive, you get to where you want to be. When I arrived at home, I took my shoes off and put away my things.
Ruby and Brian had a great time playing basketball. Have an adjective time. This is a good phrase.
I ate dinner at the restaurant. The order was wrong. The food was cold. I had a bad time at the restaurant.
I had a great time this weekend. I went hiking and saw a movie too. Friends, can you talk about something with a friend like this?
So, what happens when our friends finished with basketball?
Well, they sit on the bench again. This word again is a good one to look at. Remember that she already sat on the bench once, so that is why we use the word again here.
Oh, let's try to think of a sentence using this word. I'll start. I wrote my mom a note. Then I wrote her another note again.
Nice. I sometimes at the beginning of the show will say, thanks for joining us again, because I know many of you friends have watched us before.
Well, after I am finished playing sports, I am tired. I like to sit down, just like our friends today, and I'm always hungry.
Looks like Ruby is too. She starts eating a sandwich. What kind of sandwiches do you like to eat, Peter?
I love a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and I always have one for a nice break. Friends, we're going to take a short break right now. See you soon. Well, we see that garbage in the park is not a good thing, but there is more serious garbage in our world, right?
Definitely. I know it always makes me really sad when I go on a hike in the mountains and see garbage everywhere, or even worse, in the rivers.
Yes. If it goes in the rivers, it's going in our oceans. This is actually a very big problem. Friends, make sure to think about this. But now it's time for part three. We can watch it together.
Hey!
She said.
Why did you do that?
What?
Asked Brian.
You mean the apple? Don't worry. The park workers will pick it up. Apples are natural.
Brian thought that one little apple didn't make a difference. Ruby was very angry, but she didn't say anything. What could she say? What would you say?
Hey, why did you do that?
What? What? I didn't do anything. I was just standing here. Am I in trouble? Please, don't tell Doris, okay?
No, Peter. That's how this part starts, remember? When Brian finished eating his apple, he threw his apple on the ground. Ruby couldn't believe it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Why did you do that?
I didn't do it. Brian did it.
I know. But why did you do that?
It was Brian.
Okay.
So, when we use the word, hey, we only really say this to a friend, like Ruby did. You wouldn't say this to a teacher or your parents. That might be rude.
Well, it looks like Brian doesn't think that he did anything wrong. He says, you mean the apple? Don't worry, the park workers will pick it up.
Why do the park workers need to pick it up? He can do it himself.
No, Pauline. Why did you do that? Is today's
calendar phrase.
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
你为什么那样做?
I gave away all my shoes.
Why did you do that?
I gave away all my dresses.
Why did you do that?
I gave away all my hats.
Why did you do that?
So I can buy new ones.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
你为什么那样做?
So when we use the word hey, we only really say this to a friend, like Ruby did. You wouldn't say this to a teacher or your parents. That could be rude.
Well, it looks like Brian doesn't think that he did anything wrong. He says, You mean the apple? Don't worry. The park workers will pick it up.
Why do the park workers need to pick it up? He can do it himself.
Right, I agree. But he doesn't seem to care. He thinks someone else can pick up after him. Also, he says that apples are natural.
Okay, yes, apples are natural. They are not plastic, nor are they candy wrappers. But this is a park, and he is not the only one who uses the park.
Right. Brian thought that one little apple didn't make a difference.
Make a difference. We all make a difference, but I don't think Brian understands that. This is a good lesson to learn. Here's Christina for more.
Brian 觉得一个小小的苹果应该没差吧。One little apple didn't make a difference. 注意句尾的 make a difference. 这个片语超好用的。Difference 是名词不同不一样。所以 make a difference 表示造成不同。换句话说就是造成影响。这是英文常用的说法，请你留意咯。比如你说不吃早餐应该没关系吧。我说 No, it makes a big difference. 影响可大了。或者有人在胡闹，你说随便他怎么做吧。It makes no difference. 跟北周没有关系，一点影响都没有。或者是你问我想早上出去还是晚上，我回答你都可以啊。It makes no difference to me. 对我来说没什么差别。这些都很好用，所以要多使用哦。
Thanks, Christina. So, Ruby was very angry.Sometimes when we're so angry, we just don't say anything. And that's what happens here. It seems like we have two different opinions. What do you think?
Well, I think that even though it's an apple, it still makes the park not as pretty and enjoyable for everyone. So I feel like he shouldn't be throwing it on the ground.
Well, and Brian thinks there are workers that can pick it up for him. I don't know. Friends, I think it's time for you to think about it. But right now, we need to review. Let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Bench. Bench. I left my coat on the bench.
Candy.Candy. I like to eat candy.
Wrapper. Wrapper. Take off the wrapper and eat it.
Arrive. Arrive. The car arrived at the house.
Difference. Difference.The difference is the size.
Angry. Angry. I don't like to be angry. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
It was Saturday. On Saturdays,Ruby always played basketball with her friend Brian. So Ruby went to the park. Brian wasn't there. He was late. So Ruby sat on a bench and waited. She looked around. There were candy wrappers everywhere. Ruby stood up.Then, she picked up the trash. She threw the trash in the garbage. Soon, Brian arrived. Ruby stopped thinking about the trash. They played basketball and had a great time.After they were finished, Ruby sat on the bench again. She started to eat a sandwich. Brian sat beside her. He was eating an apple. When Brian finished, he threw his apple on the ground. Ruby couldn't believe it.
Hey!
She said.
Why did you do that?
What?
Asked Brian.
You mean the apple? Don't worry. The park workers will pick it up. Apples are natural.
Brian thought that one little apple didn't make a difference. Ruby was very angry, but she didn't say anything. What could she say? What would you say?
Love eating bananas.
Me too. And this banana is delicious.
Hey! I don't believe it! Why did you do that?
Do what?
Why did you drop the banana on the ground? You shouldn't.
I don't want it. Do you?
No, but you shouldn't drop it on the ground.
But Ginger...
I know. Bananas are natural.
But Ginger...
I know. The cleaners will pick it up.
Ginger, why are you angry?
You dropped your trash on the floor.
No, I didn't. I dropped it in this trash can. See?
Oh, yeah. Good for you, James. Thank you.
Okay, friends, now it's time to talk about it. What do you think? What could our friend Ruby say? Or what would you say to Brian?
That's a good question. Sometimes it's hard to know what to say to our friends when we're angry or we don't agree with them.
Yeah, and maybe we see different things. I know that it's just an apple and it's just the park. But maybe you could say that there are many people that live here too. He is not the only person that uses this park. Maybe he is being selfish.
That's true. I think he might be. Of course, you can also just say, you know, for me, it makes me uncomfortable to be with you when you're throwing things on the ground. When you're with me, would you mind throwing it in the garbage?
Well said. Well, friends, make sure to talk about it. But now we're out of time. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.